We have on line one, we have our special guest for today's show, and his name is Steve Burness. He's from the Better Business Bureau. Say hello, Steve Burness.
Say hello, Steve Burness.
We haven't had you on in a couple of months, Steve.
It's been a while.
We wanted to talk a little bit on today's show. It's getting, you know, it's tax season. We're in the throes of tax season. You know, not a good day to do your tax returns, St. Patrick's Day. You know, you got to separate your tax returns and your green beer. But, Steve, there are scammers now. You know, there's always scammers, it seems like. But scammers right now in tax season are trying to prey upon our folks. Now, we tend to work with folks 50-plus with their retirement planning and that. But, you know, they're after all our identities. But That's Keith. This is Steve. Steve, tell us about some of the ways the scammers are trying to take advantage of folks right now in tax season.
Yeah, Scott, we're seeing that earlier this year. Usually they start, you know, later in during the last few months of tax season, but now they start earlier. They're actually filing tax returns on people's behalf, the scammers. So, like you said, they steal your identity at some point, you know, throughout the years, and they build enough information on you, and then they file taxes on yourself. The IRS back in 2023 rather, is about $5.7 billion was lost to tax scams. It happens quite often, more than people know. You know, one thing you should do, and we advise consumers do, if you've ever been a victim of identity theft, to ask the IRS for IP PIN. It's a six-digit code that makes it harder for anybody to file taxes on your behalf because they give you a special PIN number. But if you're really worried about your identity, you can still ask for an IP PIN from the IRS, and you can get that off their website, which is irs.gov. And get more information. But the tax scammers just really try to steal your information. And secondly, they start calling people and saying that they're the IRS, you know, calling you and you're going to jail or you didn't do your taxes right or something else like that. And they try to, you know, grab information off of you and to steal your identity.
You know, there's a, if I could get a six-digit PIN from the IRS to prove my identity, I would promptly lose that PIN number, and then I'd be locked out of my own, you know. we need more PIN numbers and passwords. So what you're saying, Steve, is when folks might have a refund coming, it might be, say, early February, and before, you know, all the W-2s and that are out, and maybe early February, mid-February, maybe now, St. Patrick's Day, why not? We'll reach knockered on a green beer. They might file for your return and get a giant refund. They might put in a false tax return and claim that there's a giant refund owed, and then try to get that refund directed their way.
That's what usually happens. Yeah, they're really sneaky about it. They're good about it. They have enough information, and they fool the IRS as well. And then when you file your taxes, that's when you usually find out that someone else has already filed on your behalf, and you can't do it. So we always advise consumers to do it early. But you never know where they steal your identity from. They can steal from any organization. You know, we've seen it time and time again. Nobody really understands where they get this information, but there's a dark web out there. We've all seen it, and I've seen my, you know, profiles on the dark web, and there's passwords that nobody would know except me, and they were there. So it's so advisable for consumers to continue to you know, secure your documents as much as possible and change your passwords quite often and not using the same password for everything, because once they have access to your computer or your information, they can use it against you, and they don't want you, they want you to click on links too, so the phishing emails, and that's a big problem not only during tax season but all throughout the year, it happens to businesses as well. So you know, phishing emails, when somebody says, you know, that there's somebody else and they want you to click here, and they could put malware or spam on your computer, and then they can take control of your computer and divert your funds elsewhere. So it's very alarming out there what's happening on the web, and we just want consumers to be a step ahead of these scammers in any way they can.
847-474-3888, retirementdakota.com. If you know Steve Burness's passwords, 847-474-3888. This is Rob, Retirement Dakota with Scott Tucker. I'm your host, Scott Tucker. We're talking with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. And Steve, there's all these things we see in the news all the time, you know, Blue Cross or so-and-so, you know, whatever company, that they get hacked and then all our information's out there. Or there was one, I think it was Comcast, where they had all the Comcast passwords, and then and it's not to beat up on Blue Cross or Comcast. It seems like all of these companies have been hacked at one time or another, and it seems like all our information's out there somewhere just waiting to be used. What are some ways we could reduce identity theft? How can we guard against it?
Well, obviously, you want to protect your personal information as much as possible. If somebody calls you out of the blue, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, is that they want to grab information from you. Your bank does not need your information. They have it. And the IRS doesn't call people and ask for their social security numbers and things of that nature. So be very careful with your personal information. It's a very valuable commodity. And once they get their hands on it, if it's a breach or something, they can do it this year, they can do it next year or 3 years from now. So, you know, take care of your personal information, you know, cut up your previous credit cards if you don't use them anymore, and you keep track of all your numbers and your debit cards, and go through your financial records when you get a bank statement, go through it, making sure. But a lot of banks now, each bank is different, has the early alarm bells. So basically what happens is you set up your text alerts. So if somebody uses your credit card, you could be notified, or your bank charge or anything like that, the banks will notify you. So that's the first way to really, you know, combat identity theft, is being aware of what's happening in your personal life. But your personal documents at home, you know, don't keep them, you know, loose. Don't keep them out in the open. If you have a roommate or if you're in college, minimize your personal information. You know, you don't want to get out there in any way, shape, or form, because that's usually how they get this information.
Steve, here's a pro tip. Not a lot of college students listening to AM 560.
Yeah, that's true. But on St. Patrick's Day, they might be. You never know.
Oh, they're having a house party. They're at college. Right. They're streaming it over the interwebs. They got it blasting all the smart speakers. You know, something that popped into my head, too, and you said you might get a text alert from your bank. Now, you might want to trust the secure application from your bank, but you know, sometimes we get texts saying, Julie, have you seen these texts where you get this fake text from Amazon? Oh, we need your address to deliver your package. Yeah. Or something weird. Mm-hmm. There's fake texts nowadays. There's even these lookalike domain names where it might say, I'm not going to pick on Amazon, just to use an example. Maybe it's Amazon without the O, or maybe the O is a zero or something. It's Amazon.com or some type of thing. And so we've got to be careful too. Just not only we need to be sort of in disbelief of the phone calls we receive and the caller ID that we receive. We need also probably be skeptical of text messages we get, who they really come from, links they might send us to. Just like you said in the phishing emails, there's now kind of this phishing text thing going on too.
Yeah, it's a big problem, Scott, with the phishing text as well. And there's always this urgency now. So you may even get a text from Target or Amazon, whoever. Thank you for purchasing the TV. We'll be shipping it out shortly. This is not, you didn't order it. Click here. And people panic and they click on it. And that's what usually happens. So it's getting to a point where we say, don't answer text messages. Don't even answer your phone call unless it's in your contact. And call the bank. Call Amazon. Call Target. And find out if it's truly them. They want you to do that extra step to prevent you this happening from you. And they kind of put that fear in you, like you got to act quickly. And like usually it's in 30 minutes or less. And the only thing you should do in 30 minutes, Scott, is, you know, buy a pizza, and that's about it.
What do you call it when there's that sense of urgency, that 30-minute thing? What do you call that?
It's a tip-off to the rip-off for us, but it's just, there you go. There's the bell.
Yeah, and I missed the bell the first time. You had the tip off to the rip off on there, in there, and snuck it in on me. What about when it comes to looking up phone numbers? Maybe I need to call my utility, or I need to call some company I do business with. When I'm looking up the phone number, what's a mistake I might make and fall into nefarious hands?
Well, one mistake is using your smart device to look up a phone number, and everybody kind of relies on the Alexa or Siri to, you know, about your weather and all these Google assistants. But if you're asking for a phone number, sometimes the scammers have found a way around that and altering those returns that you're getting on those smart devices. And we had a recent consumer who was using Siri, looked up, allegedly it was United Airlines customer service, and somehow the call was connected to a different company. You know, the agent pretended to be United Airlines and said they can help and cancel the flight, so they needed a credit card number. And they charged the card, and they something's fishy, so they ended up calling the United Airlines, only to find out it wasn't them. So you got to be very careful using smart devices, because the scammers always find a way around this new technology, and there's a scam for everything, unfortunately, and smart devices is not a good way of trying to connect to a phone number that you don't know.
Well, we've now ruined everybody's day. Now we're just left to hide under the covers. When we're going to get our tax returns done too, a lot of folks are finding these little pop-up shops, and we've got about 30 seconds left for you today, Steve. These little pop-up tax preparers, what should we look out for there?
Well, who's behind it? Because a lot of times you'll see them in gas stations, previous gas stations, or anywhere, those animals that blow up in front, they're drawing your attention. Who's behind that? Are they going to be there, you know, April 16th when you need them, or the IRS comes and wants to do, you know, an audit on you? So you got to just do the research on them, make sure they're qualified, and make sure that they sign the documents. That we don't want ghost tax preparers. What I mean by that is they don't sign it. They just have you sign it. And if something's wrong, they're going to come after you and not them. So you got to be very careful, because a lot of these pop-ups, they just come and go. It's almost like those Halloween places. They pop up and they're gone the next day and you never see them again.
So maybe I shouldn't get my taxes done at the Shell gas station at the Bussey and Gulf.
Probably not.
No,
not at all.
No problem with that gas station, a fine establishment. Well, you're listening to Retirement Dakota with Scott Tucker. I'm your host, Scott Tucker. That's been the voice of Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau.